ערב טוב, השתבח שמו, חודש טוב, חודש מבורך, חודש אלול.
There are, throughout the Poskim and Mekubalim, there are about 15 Mekorot throughout Tanakh where חודש אלול is Ramuz, where it is hinted in the Torah. Obviously, the most famous of which is in Shir HaShirim, Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Dod, the beloved of Am Yisrael. But one of the less known ones, there's also the Poskim bring down Umishloach Manot Ish L'Re'ehu, Ish L'Re'ehu Matanot Le'Aviolim.
And you know that's Elul. And you know that's Elul.
Rashi Tevot. Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li Elul. Ish L'Re'ehu Umatanot Le'Aviolim is a reference to Tzedakah B'Chodesh Elul. Yeah? Now, there's one, Dari HaKadosh, in Shaar HaPesukim, which is a chilek of Shaar HaKavanot, Parashat Mishpatim, mind-blowing. This is like really out of left field, but it really encapsulates Chodesh Elul. He writes, the Pasuk says, the first mention of Ir Miklat Batorah is in Parashat Mishpatim. The Torah says, V'asher lo tza... The Torah says, Makeh ish v'met mot yumat. Right? You kill somebody, you hit somebody and you kill him, mot yumat. V'asher lo tzada, והאלוהים אינה לידו, ושמתי לך מקום אשר ינו שם. Which means, if you didn't plan it, and הקדוש ברוך הוא brought it to your hand, יענה, it was an accident, I'm going to put for you a place that you can run away to. Which is what? Ir Miklat. Okay, and the Torah doesn't go into any more details. What other parashiyot does the Torah go into detail about Ir Miklat?
Shoftim?
This week's parasha, yes. One more. Where else? People, Tanakh, important. No, it's, we're not even the Nach. Ta. You know, this is Torah. Parashat Mas'ei. Huh? Parashat Mas'ei. And one more. Briefly, Parashat Vayitchanan. Shalosh Arim Tavdil Lach. Arim Miklat. Says that Ya Kadosh. Maz is chashuv. Now, and he says, "V'asher lo tzada v'ha'elohim ina liyado v'samti lecha." Rashi Tevot, Elul. What? Elul, Ir Miklat. What does that mean? Says that HaKadosh. Elul is the Ir Miklat of the rest of the year. What's Ir Miklat? It could be a murderer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even, you know, an accidental murderer is a murderer. You know, whether or not he gets Chayav Mita, whatever. He did a terrible thing. What's the matter? I hear. Huh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen very carefully. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an Ir Miklat to run away to. What's interesting about the Ir Miklat is, let's say the accidental murderer, he wants to be a wise guy. And he says, I don't want to go to Ir Miklat. I'm perfectly fine where I am. Chubam. Nachon? Is that good usage? I'm good? I'm good. Ma ya'aseh lo? What's going to happen for Rotzeach that doesn't run away?
Family could kill him.
You have to be a real idiot not to run to the Ir Miklat and save your life when you know that the Goel Adam is hot on your tail. Ari HaKadosh says, Chodesh Elul, ze Ir Miklat shel kol ha-shana. Can you imagine what that is? You have to take advantage. It's such a chesed. It's not muvan me'elav. It's a big, big chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is not, Rav Yisrael Salanter Alav HaShalom used to say, Shabbat Mevarchim Chodesh Elul. They say he fainted when the Chazan calls out, you know, by Ashkenazim, it's a lot more, I guess, circumstantial than by Sfaradim. Yeah. Chodesh Elul, yeah, they have like, oh. By Sfaradim, it's more, Misha'asa Nisim La'avotenu, Mitzrayim Ga'alam. Zo, Shalom. They say Rav Yisrael Salanter, every Parashat Re'eh, Shabbat Mevarchim Chodesh Elul, he would faint. Chazan says Elul, he would faint. And he says, even the fish in the sea, when they hear Shabbat Mevarchim Chodesh Elul, they tremble. If you don't get goosebumps from Chodesh Elul, you have to check your neshama. באמת ככה. Tell me 2 months of the year, Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Tishri, that you don't feel a kurva. You feel it in the air. You know that chill in the air when it's still dark outside and you wake up early to go to Slichot and it's chilly outside? Walk outside right now. נכון? Summer's over. It's Elul. You feel it. That Sukkot-ish weather. נכון? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about now. I have goosebumps. See? כי זה חודש אלול. The neshama of Yehudi has to tremble. Not only tremble, but also understand. It's not חודש היראה וחזרה בתשובה. What's it called? חודש הרחמים והסליחות. הקדוש ברוך הוא מתמלא ברחמים על כל העולם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ברוב טובו. And it's not a given. The given is, if you did the crime, you should do the time. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא ברוב חסדו has mercy on Am Yisrael, and he accepts the slicha. I spoke about it the other day. The Ari HaKadosh was very makpid. He writes in Sha'ar HaKavanot that during Chodesh Elul and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, everybody knows somebody that needs to be Chozer B'Tshuvah. Family, friends, lo mshane. Ourselves, you look in any Sidur, Sfaradi, look inside Birkat HaShivin, Avinu Toratecha, וקרבינו מלכינו לעבודתך והחזירינו בתשובה שנאמן לפניך. What do you see over there? There's a ירצון. ירצון מלפניך השם אלוקינו קוטנו. שתחתור חתירה מתחת כיסא חבודיך להחזיר בתשובה שלמה את פלוני בן פלונית וכו'. First and foremost, what do you say? Yourself. First for yourself. Everybody needs to be חוזר בתשובה. And then whoever. Family member, friend, whatever. And then it says ki mincha peshuta lekabel shavim over there the shem hashem yod ke vav ke benikud segol. If you look in the sidur, that shem of HaKadosh, you know the shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yod ke vav ke, with different nikudim, different tzirufim, unlock different midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To unlock HaKadosh Baruch Hu slicha v'chapara, that's the shem of havaya benikud segol. Yod, ke, vav, ke, with segol, you envision that, you think about that, ki mincha Hashem, you don't say Hashem's name, ki mincha Hashem, peshudan kam shavim, baruch ata Hashem, ana rotze b'tshuva. Segula gedola meod for chazara b'tshuva. I don't know if I told you the other day. Remember what I told you? Who did the Ari HaKadosh give it to? The Alshich. Rabbeinu Moshe Alshich came to the Ari HaKadosh, he had a son who was off the dare. Can you imagine? And he came to Ali, he says, what should I do? You know, we're talking about the heavy hitters of Tzfat in the golden era. Maran HaBet Yosef, Rabbeinu Shlomo El Kabetz, Ari HaKadosh, Alshich, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, Rabbeinu Yonatan Sagis, Rabbeinu Azar Eskari, all the heavy hitters of the golden age of Tzfat. Can you imagine what it meant for one of their children to go off? It happened. And he came to the Ari, he says, Man Yosef, terrible tzar, terrible, terrible tzar. And he says, do this tefillah, this yiratzon, techaven with the shemot that I'm telling you, and it will be chozer b'tshuva. And he was. It's a big thing. Being chozer b'tshuva is not just a thing, that's life. Because a person who doesn't have this kirva. David HaMelech writes in Tehilim, Veli kirvat Elohim li tov. David HaMelech says, you know what the best thing of my life is? Kirvat Elohim. Being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have that, you have it all. If you don't have that, you have nothing. What do you want to ask, Adro? Ploni ben plonit. You know, in any tefillah, the Ben Ish Chai writes in Torah Lishma. Interesting. Anytime there's Yachus, when you're called up to the Torah, Shtarot, Ktuba, stuff like that. Yechus, lineage, goes after your
mother.
Father. Father. Your Yechus. Kohen, Levi, Israel is your father. But for tefillah, anytime there's a tefillah, for instance, Mishberach, yeah, or like a Mishberach Lechole, or some people, many of the Sfaradim do for Ashkava as well. Anything that's tefillah related, the Ben Ish Chai says it's always better to use your mother's name. Why? You ready? Ben Ish Chai writes in Torah Lishma, It's more certain. Your mother's more certain than your father.
Because she has less mitzvot to do?
No, because she's for sure your mother. Because she's your mother. Yeah. We hope. But your mother's your mother. So that... Huh? There's more chances that she's your mother. Yeah? Oh, that is a spiritual deep meaning. No, because you have to be... Lama. Sometimes the mother is a mirsha'at and the father is a tzaddik. Why should she have more olam haba? You're right. A woman's path to olam haba is easier than a man's. That is true. She has less mitzvot. The Gemara says meforash. In Masechet Berachot of Yudzayin, the Gemara says, Hani nashe b'may kazachyan. Men, Torah, tefillah, shmirat ha'aynayim, balagan. You know, to get to olam haba for a man, woman, what do they have? They have midah, chalad, lakatanir, say they're one tefillah a day. But what do they have? The Gemara says, you know how women merit olam haba?
How?
Husbands and sons. Sending their sons to yeshiva and waiting up from their for their husbands when they come home from learning. Zeu. Olam haba. Zeu. Easier path. Gemara meforeshet. Anyway, so now that Chodesh Elul is... What's your name, Michila? What's your name? Moshe? Tsruya. Yoav ben Tsruya. Achoto shel David HaMelech. Tsruya can either be Moroccan or Syrian. Baruch haba. Beseder, hem anashim tovim. He feels at home. Where are you from? Where are you from?
Canada.
He's also, he's from the other side. He's Toronto. Zeh Yosef Wa'anun. Shilanu. Lo, 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 lama. Bachur tov. Bachur tov. You French, Moroccan, or Spanish? French?
I thought you asked me if I speak. My parents come from Morocco.
Tangier? Spanish. My grandfather was French-Moroccan from Safrou, and my grandmother was Spanish-Moroccan from Tangier. So my father grew up speaking Moroccan, French, and Spanish as first languages. That's his name. It's pretty good. And Arabic. Like Moroccan is like shtickl Arabic. Anyway, b'kitzur abotai chodesh elul. Slichot is a big deal. It's very important. Maran Achida writes in Sefer Avodat HaKodesh. He says meforash. Maran Zichron Abracha quotes in Chazon Avadia, Yamin Noraim, right in the beginning. He says, the name of Slichot, look at the name. It's not Shirot, it's not Tishbachot, it's not Zmirot, Zelo. Meaning the Ikar of the Slichot is Levakesh Slicha. Now, sometimes we, Chida says this. Our Slichot are vastly different than Achenu Ashkenazim. Zeh Yadua. Okay? Probably for us, Zeh Yotzer Tov. You know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, and the tefillot shel yamim noraim rosh hashanah yom kippur, woo, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, that's...
Also translations? Like the ideas?
I mean, it's the same basic ideas, but I mean, the tefillah amidah is the same, pachot yoter, piyutim and all those things, too. Forget it. Forget. Very good. Nachon. Mikol makom. For whatever reason it is, agon pili yayetz, Rabbi Eliezer Papo speaks about it in Pili Yoetz as well, Be'erich Slichot. He says that the way it was made, Chachmei Sfarad, you know, our Slichot are over 1,000 years old. Ashkenazim Pachot. Our Slichot dates back to the Geonim. Rav Hai Gaon, Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Gaat, B'Sefer Mea She'arim. It's over 1,000 years old, our Slichot.
Why were they not used to
it? Because they had different minhagim. Elu ve'eludim enochem. They had their own poskim, their own minhagim, their own... That's fine. It's important to focus and to realize that the point of Slichot is Levakesh Slicha. Not to be carried away just by singing, you know, singing and screaming. That's nice. The Rambam was also asked b'tshuva. The Avodat HaKodesh quotes the Rambam. The Rambam was very upset of people who just sang and whatever and just completely lost all sense of what it's about. Slichot is Levakesh Slicha. Levakesh Mechila, to come back na'a. The tunes, the words, I don't know if you ever paid attention, the words of Slichot are so, so powerful. Ooh.
כמנחה פשוטה לקבל שווים, שווים אליך בכל לב, בין אדם מלך נרדם, מחה ומסה, ממית ומ...
You know what that means? What do those things mean?
מחה ומסה, הקדוש ברוך הוא, makes one sick and heals one. ממית ומחה.
He kills and revives.
מסיק מן שאול לחיה עלמה. He takes from the deepest places, from the abyss, לחיה עלמה, לחיה עולם הבא. הקדוש ברוך הוא השתבח שמו. Look what he does for Am Yisrael. כל הכוח בידו. It's important if a person doesn't speak Lashon HaKodesh and or Aramaic, because there's portions of Slichot in Aramaic, get a Sidur, or at least go through it once to understand. מה אתה אומר? What are you saying? The words. When you say, Yud Gimal Midot Shel Rachamim, Slichot, that's the main part. The five Yag Midot is the most important part of the Slichot. Moroccans, they blow shofar by slichot or no? That's great, but you have to make sure. Sometimes, Maran Zichron Livracha used to say this. He says, not always is it good to blow shofar during slichot. Because usually the shofar blower misses Yud Gimal Midot. No, yeah, I say. It's not good. What's the matter?
Should he switch to doing Tikkiot Shel Rashi to make it shorter?
He could. It's not, there's no chiyuvim. There's no... Shofar during slichot, it's not a mitzvah, it's a minagim. But why would you forfeit your Yud Gimal Midot? Ya Habibi, Zeh HaSlichot. You know what I'm saying? What you should preferably do is, he said, say it with the Tzibur real quick, and then blow. Don't give it up. Zeh HaEmet. Now, Yud Gimal Midot. You know what they mean? What are they talking about? What are the Yud Gimal Midot? Where does it start from? From Hashem or from Im? Huge machlokot haposkim. What are the midot? The Gemara says masechet, right? You ever ask? Maor. Ashrecha. Anyway. Is it Maor Shelanu? Maor Shelanu. Anyway. It's interesting. All these things are machloket haposkim. The Ben Ish Chai Lahalacha writes that anytime a person says Yag Midot, you should count them on your fingers. Maran Zichron Livracha says don't. Why? It's a machloket. We don't know where it starts. From Hashem or from El? First Hashem or second Hashem? What do they mean? You have to open up and look. Look at Pirush Rashi on the Pasuk. El Rachum V'Chanun. What does that mean? El Chapayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet. I tell everybody, it's very important. Especially during, anybody here ever learned Sefer Tomer Devorah? The Ramak, Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero, has a Sefer all about Yud Gimal Midot. Because the point is, the Gemara says, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Bechol Et Shem Chot'im, when Am Yisrael does a sin, Asu Lefanai Kaseder Azeh, Vani Mochel Lahim. Hashem wrapped himself, Kavyachon, like a Shliach Tzibur. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, go show Am Yisrael how to say Yud Gimal Midot B'Chavana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately is mitgolel berachamim and forgives Am Yisrael. Brit Kruta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant. He swore that he would always forgive Am Yisrael if they said Yud Gimal Midot B'Chavana. You have such a powerful tool. צריך לדעת מה כתוב שם. Yeah? Well, what does it say there? La'alacha Maran Zichron Livracha says, don't count. Don't. Because we don't exactly know where it starts. Okay, aval beseder. We know what it means. Eze dvarim. There are certain parts of Slichot, which again, inevitably, it may happen. We Baruch Hashem, just like we have a daily Shacharit, we have a daily Slichot. Shtabach Shemo. This yeshiva, Ya'amil Lizchutam, they are extremely... not only tolerant, but supportive of Minhagi HaSfaradim. This yeshiva doesn't tolerate Sfaradim. No, don't cut. Huh? About what? What do you mean? Oh, about the days? Yes.
Sorry.
I'm going to cut. Remind me in 3 minutes about that. I just want to finish this thought. I'll come back. And you had a question too. Morning. In the morning. About 40 minutes or so before Shacharit. We have it over here. About 7 o'clock, I think we start.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Kach pasak. Now, anyway, if a person misses slichot b'tzibur and he's not able to do it, he doesn't have a minyan, okay, you can say slichot b'yachid, the mutar. You can say, you know, tfilot b'yachid. The only issue becomes there are certain parts of the slichot that are not mat'im le'yachid. For instance, Yagmidot. Yagmidot is davar shel kedusha that needs asara, needs a minyan. But Maran HaShulchan Aruch says meforash in Siman Nunhe that Yagmidot, the halacha is, you are allowed to read it kekore b'torah. He quotes the Rashba. Ma ze kore b'torah? Te'amim. Yeah? Let me ask you a question. You know the te'amim? Good. Now you read it. Okay? V'fesha v'chata'a v'nakeh. Anybody here read the Torah? Is that how the pasuk ends?
Nope.
How does the pasuk end? So what's pshat? So if that's that's what happens when you sit next to me too much. Anyway, b'kitzur, aval, how you stop in the pasuk? If it's kekore b'torah, shouldn't you have to finish the pasuk? A few different answers. Magen Avraham is an answer. The Chatam Sofer is an answer. Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim has an answer. The Ben Ish Chai in Rav Pe'alim, Chelek Bet, Siman Yud Aleph, says a beautiful thing. He writes that over here, there are two te'amim that actually can cut a pasuk. One of them, obviously, is Sof Pasuk, but there's one more. What's that?
Atnach.
It stops. It's a pause. A hard pause. Now he says, it says, Vafesha Vechata'a Atnach. Then what? Vinake. One word after a new pasuk, just saying one word, he says is mutar. That's why it's mutar to do that kikore b'torah. But if a person doesn't know how to be kore b'torah, he doesn't know the ta'amim, skip. Incentive.
Learn
the ta'amim.
If it's just like reading the Torah, why would we say it? Shouldn't we just go forward and make sure we catch the next level?
No, let's say you're completely, let's say you're mamash.
Whatever word is sibor.
No.
And they're reading fast. Should I just not say the Vayavor and skip to
it? Why do you have to catch up to them for this next Vayavor? Whenever they hit it, join them. Say it with them. Yes. Yeah, right there. Merge. And then go back to what you were saying. Huh? Same thing. Let's say in the middle of Anna, and the Tzibur is already by Yagmido. Tagid. It's Devar Shal Kedusha. You have to answer.
They say the regular Tachanun. How's it going?
Eler Chapaim?
Yeah.
No?
So I skip that. Eler Chapaim?
Whatever they're doing, do it them. So you can get the Bayavor. 1 second. Now, the Aramaic portions, there are several Aramaic portions of Slichot. Rachamana it Karlan. Kiamed Avram Rachimab Dil Bayavor. That's one. You have. That's the Anela Anye. Anenan. Macheo Mase Mimitu Meche. Mitratse Bedachamim Tais. That whole section is Aramaic. Maran HaShulchan Aruch writes Meforash in Siman Kuf Aleph that any tefillah that a person is saying by himself, he's not supposed to say Bilshon Aramit. Why? When you're with a minyan, you don't need malachim. Your tefillah goes straight up to Kisei HaKavod. That's Koach HaTzibur. But if you're not with a minyan, so you need Koach HaMalachim. Malachim, interestingly, Kadosh Baruch Hu created malachim knowing every single language besides for Aramit. Yesh sadot gdolim badavar, why that is. Therefore, what do they think? They think that you're making... They think, oh, he's speaking a language that we don't speak. That means that what? He doesn't need us. Oh, big shot, huh? He doesn't need us. Then they trash his tefillah. So they shouldn't even say. Don't mess with malachim. That's all. Never a good idea. They cannot end well. You know what I'm saying? Now, Agaon Kaf HaChaim in Siman Tafresh Pe'alef Bilchot Slichot, Agaon Kaf HaChaim says, Lo Evanti. The Torah says Meforash, Ki Mi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elohim Kerovim Elav, Ka Adonai Eloheinu V'Chol Koreinu Elav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us in any tefillah we say, in any language, anything. So he says, I don't understand why you can't say it. Says the Kaf HaChaim, even ביחידות, תגיד בארמית, פוסק נגד מרן, אור לציון, in חלק דלת, הלכות צליחות, הגאון חכמים ציון, also says, maybe you don't have the benefit of the malachim when you're saying in the Aramaic, but it can't hurt. פוסק אור לציון, say it בארמית. Says מרן זכרונו לברכה, in חזון עובדיה, מה פתאום? What are you talking about? It's not that there's no benefit. Maran says meforash that what? It's detrimental. Al tagid. What about the Kaf Chaim's ta'ana? Kaf Chaim says, oh, kimi goy gadol, Hashem always listens. The Gemara says meforash, when is that? Betzibur. That pasuk is talking about betzibur. You want that perk of always having your tefillah listened to? Pray betzibur. Lachin la'alacha. Over there, you're not allowed to, באמת you're not allowed to, הלכה כדעת מרן, that you're not allowed to say those portions in Aramaic, there is one thing you can do. Or Lezion is another idea, which everybody agrees to. It's a good idea. What can you do? Huh? Translate it into Hebrew or English. Because the Malachim speak that language. You can't say the Slicha in Aramaic, but you can say it in English. So say it in English, or say it in Hebrew, or French, or whatever. You wanted to ask something. You wanted to ask. I answered? What was it? Oh. Different Edot in Am Yisrael have different Minagim Chodesh Elul. The Rama says, Minag Ashkenazim Chodesh Elul, Tkiat Shofar. Maran doesn't say that. Maran says, the Minag of Sfaradim Chodesh Elul is what? Slichot. The Minag of Ashkenazim is to start the week of, and sometimes the week before Rosh Hashanah, depending how many days between Motzai Shabbat and Rosh Hashanah. This year, because Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, they start Motzei Shabbat, Sunday, before. Different minagim. Different minagim like everything. So, yeah, go ahead. What do you mean at night? Like at Chatzot? Chatzot is better than 7 in the morning. But I think, you know, practicality-wise, it just works out better for everybody. In the order of, the best time to do it is Be'ashmorit. Tail end of the night, right before Alot HaShachar, Slichot, Tfilat, Shacharit, Benetzach Hama, woo! Next best after that is Chatzot HaLayla. Next best is any time during the day, morning. Next best after that, least, is Bishat HaMincha. Asur is when? Night. First half of the night is Balagan, Asur. Asur. Huh? From Tzit. יאללה, כל טוב, we'll see you tomorrow.